Let's now talk about the Apple Watch, the wearable Apple device. So Apple announced this in March of 2015, and it was released till around September of 2015. And they came out with the Apple series of watches, and it was just the Apple Watch. There was no number or anything like that. Series 1 would actually not come out till they released Series 2. So if you have an original Apple Watch, I don't know if it would be ever considered as a collector's item or not, but there you go. Since then, they have released one every year, and we are now up to Series 7 currently, with the Series 8 expected to be announced this week. However, there is an additional SE model of the watch as well. So, what is the Apple Watch? Its primary function is a health monitoring system. So you're literally wearing a medical monitor to your arm. Now, that being said, I will point out right off the bat, the watch is not a replacement for diagnosing or anything like that. It can only recommend things based on what it notices. And it will also give you that disclaimer as well. So don't tell your doctor, hey, I learned on Apple Bites that I can replace medical monitoring equipment with my watch. That's not quite the case. It's supposed to help out, but there are some features that did actually require FDA approval for it to work. So for instance, it can monitor your heart rate and things like that. It's really designed to monitor your exercising. You can input a lot of health data. If you have the 6 or above, it can now do blood oxygen levels as well. And I'm going to show you as we go along in this demo how some of those features work. I'm also going to even show you how one of the workouts works as well. So let's start by describing the watch. Its current configuration is in 41 and 45 centimeters if you have the Series 7, and it's possible it might even increase to 42 and 46 centimeters, or millimeters, whatever it is. Yeah, I think it's millimeters, actually. Now I'm getting myself all mixed up here. Oh dear. But I'll get you all the exact, I think it's millimeters. So the watch itself looks like a big square, and it has two buttons on the side, and there is a little circle piece underneath where you put the charger on. And this uses a magnetic charger to charge. It's not my most favorite way of charging, but I guess the idea was to have less ports and make it more water resistant and whatnot. The two buttons are your digital crown and side button. And the side button looks like the old-fashioned lock screen buttons on the phones that had them on the top. If you remember the phones before the 7, maybe you even still have one, I don't know, but that's what the button reminds me of. The digital crown is both a button and a dial, so that means you can turn it for various things as well. The watch, you use very similar to an iPhone. You flick up, down, left, and right. It even now has a rotor, and so you can navigate by various functions. In addition to its health monitoring, it has a lot of secondary functions built into it as well. It can be used as a phone. You can use it for sending and receiving texts. You can use it for mail. And it even has some features that are not available on the phone, such as the walkie-talkie, where you can talk to somebody who also has an Apple Watch like you would on a walkie-talkie. They have to be in your contacts, but that is something unique to the Apple Watch. It does have Siri, though you will find it a little bit limiting. And there is also a companion app on the phone, which will allow you to adjust a lot of the settings. There are two different types of watches, models, types. There is the one with cellular and the one without cellular. The one without cellular is $400 cheaper, and it does not require an additional plan. If you do get the cellular model, so we're talking like with the 45 millimeter watch, for instance, we are talking about $399 or $400 some versus like $700 for the cellular. So that gives you an idea there of what we're looking at price-wise. But if you get the cellular one, you do also have to have an additional mobile plan, which will run you about $10 a month. And one thing I learned recently is that the prepaid carriers do not generally have the support for the watch, so you will need to have a major carrier such as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile here in the US. I have only ever dealt with the regular model that hooks up to your phone via just Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. The advantage with the cellular one is it doesn't have to be completely connected to your phone. I mean, you still will need one, but it can operate independently from the phone in terms of sending and receiving data. So it's useful, like, if you're the type of person that's going to go somewhere but and leave your phone behind, then that might be a more of an appropriate option for you. I can honestly say that does not appeal to me, but that is nevertheless how it can work. Let's now talk about the watch and some of the things it can do. So you can set it up independently. When you get it out of the box, it will not have any bands attached to it. It will come with a set of default bands that Apple provides, but you can purchase custom bands. There's like a silicone loop band that Apple has, or there's a ton from Amazon and other places. I just use the standard one. I'm really a boring watch user, to tell you the truth. You can have multiple faces on it. I just have the one face because that's really all I need. And with the face, you can customize it to have whatever you want it to show on the face. One of the things I like about the watch is I can get the time in seconds as well as minutes. And so that determined what face I use. So when you get the watch, you simply turn it on with the side button and you wait a few seconds, and then you can press the crown button three times like you would your home or side buttons on the phone, and voiceover should come on in a few seconds. The watch is not really good about giving you feedback as to when it's actually on, which is a shortcoming of the watch, so it's a little bit of a guessing game. But once voiceover comes on, then it'll walk you through the steps. I recommend that unless you're really good with the phone camera, that you pair manually, where you get an access code on the phone and type it into the watch. And you'll find that a little bit easier, but that's just me. There is some stuff. Now, back when I first got the watch, it required a lot more calibration for some of its workouts to work. Now it kind of does not, but it will ask you some initial data for setting up, like with the health app on your phone and stuff. So, what to see when you've got the watch fully activated? Well, let me show you. So I'm going to hold the watch close to the microphone here.
19:13:38.
So there you go. We have the time. 7:13. I have my whole phone set to military time, so that's why it's giving me that. I can flick to the left.
Workout. Do not disturb. Do not disturb.
All right.
Workout. 19:13. Moving. 630 calories. Moving. 86%. Exercising. 6 minutes. Standing. 12 hours. 630 calories. 630 calories. 6 minutes. 12 of 12 hours.
Now, it should also be giving me a sunset calendar.
Do not disturb.
There we go.
Sunset. 2018.
So, that's how I have my watch face set up. And there are ways to customize it if you want a different watch face or if you want different things on your particular watch face. So, and by the way, it's also worth mentioning we're going to be getting this concept in iOS 16 as well. So now if I flick up on the watch, oh, the thing locks, so that's okay.
Control center, iPhone, connected, location, on. Walkie-talkie. Available. Do not disturb. On.
So it's giving me some status stuff, including telling me that the phone is connected if I flick right.
Wi-Fi. Switch button. On.
Wi-Fi Actions is good to available. Have on
Airplane
the watch.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
This airplane Actions mode, available. You sometimes, it used to, it can sometimes control the phone's one as well, but a lot of times it works independently.
64% battery power. Button.
There's my battery status.
Ping iPhone. Switch button. Off.
Ooh, this is a great thing to have. Actions available. If you lose your phone, you can ping it. In fact, I'll show you how this works. And you can probably hear, if you're on the computer, you'll hear that the phone's off to my right. So if you can't find your phone, this is a great way to quickly find it.
Flashlight. Switch button. Off. Focus. Do not disturb. Switch button. On.
I can control my do not disturb settings right here from the watch.
Theater mode. Switch button. Off.
Theater mode, this is for when you're in the theater. I've never really used this mode myself.
Water lock. Switch button. Off.
Water lock. So you can take the watch into the shower with you. I don't. But if you do, you'll want to turn on the water lock. It's just a fun time
iPhone
getting
connected.
The water location out of the watch. And you can do that by turning the crown until it makes a beeping sound and the water comes out. I do not really like dealing with this myself, but so I don't take the watch into the shower. I'll take it off.
Focus theater water lock silent mode. Switch button. Off.
This is its mute equivalent.
Actions available.
So if you're getting vibrations but no sounds, check this and the sounds might be muted.
AirPlay. Switch button. Off.
AirPlay.
Walkie-talkie. Switch button. On.
So this is that walkie-talkie Actions feature. Available. You can turn off your status here.
Hearing devices. Switch button. Off. Announce messages. Switch button. Off. Edit button. Edit button.
And like the phone, you can control the control center. 19. We also have a notification center.
Notification center. MLB, Twins at Brewers. Byron Buxton hits a solo HR in the top of the first. The Twins now lead the Brewers. 1-0. Attachment. Activity. Goal achieved. 11 minutes ago. Plus one. Delay. 19. ESPN. Podcast. The Paul. Coup 11, caught on video. Woman fires two shots at...
That's nice. Okay, so you can see a lot of the phone notifications are also available on the watch. What's really nice is when you have your screen locked on the phone, you get a lot of your notifications on the watch instead, and you can customize it. So there are some I do not allow to come on the watch. WhatsApp and Dice World are to on Facebook Messenger, and the reason for that is the watch only has one notification sound, and those apps have very distinct notification sounds, and so I do not want those coming through the watch because I want to be able to know which notification is which. But that can really come in handy, though. You can be listening to something on your phone and not have it come through the watch. Okay. So now we can go to the home screen of the watch.
Face. Moving. 80s. Home.
By hitting the side button once.
Starbucks button.
And it's kind of in the middle of the app screen. You can have it sorted in terms of frequently used or alphabetical. I have mine alphabetically ordered.
Stopwatch. Telegram. Button. Stopwatch.
Now the stopwatch, this is a really cool feature of the watch, actually. You do have a built-in 1.
0 seconds. Elap. Lap. Dimmed. Start. Button. Start. But lap. Digital. Heading.
And so, yep, you got a stopwatch built into the watch. And I can also use Siri on it if I wanted to. Open messages.
New message button.
Sending messages, though, is a little bit tricky. I'm given to understand with the Siri 7, with the increased size, you can actually use an on-screen keyboard. I have the Siri 6, so I cannot speak to this particular experience. You can use Siri to send messages, and it's an interesting experience where sometimes she will go silent, and especially with dictation, I've also noticed that.
Watch vape.
And so what I like to do on the watch is I'll send quick responses. So when somebody sends me a message, I can flick to the right and say, yes, no, go away, that type of thing. Well, I don't say go away, but another cool thing about the watch is the speakerphone. And what's really nice about that is you've got a speakerphone on your wrist. And this can be especially useful if, let's say, you are walking somewhere with your cane and you need both ears open and you need to be talking to somebody. So you can do the phone, you can do FaceTime audio. No, you can't do Zoom, and the watch does not have a camera. There are a lot of third-party apps that will work in with the watch. It does have its own app store, but there's also a lot of phone apps that have watch app support to a limited degree. But the real big reason to get the watch, in my opinion, is for the workout stuff. And I'm going to just show you real quick how useful that can actually be. Now we are going to take a look at how the watch handles workouts. And I'm going to show you all that with one of the workouts that I use the most, the indoor walk. Though I have also used the outdoor walk, the indoor and outdoor cycles, and the swim workouts. And the difference between like the indoor and the outdoor ones is it'll also give you some information such as elevation and humidity, though even with the indoor walk, it'll sometimes do that too.
Moving, 777 calories.
Okay, so right now what it's telling me here on this lock screen is moving, 777 calories.
21:20 and 57 seconds.
That's the time.
108%. Exercising. 21%.
And I'm at my move goal.
Exercising.
Exercise goal. That's nice.
Exercising. 7 minutes.
So this is just the watch screen and what it calculates for your movement in one day.
Standing. 16 hours. 777 calories.
And don't trust the standing thing. I've not been standing for 16 hours.
700.
But you know what? I really don't care about all that fluff.
Unread notification. Unread workout.
I want the workout, so I have that here on my lock screen. I think it's there no matter your watch face, but... Alright, let's flip to the right once.
Indoor walk. Open goal. Button.
And let's just take a look at some of the workouts they have.
Indoor cycle. Open goal. Outdoor cycle. Open goal. Outdoor run. Open goal. Outdoor walk. Open goal. Indoor run. Open goal. Elliptical. Open goal. Rower. Open goal. Stair stepper. Open goal. High-intensity interval training, open goal, hiking, open goal, yoga, open goal, functional strength training, open goal, dance, open goal, cool down, open goal, core training, open goal, Pilates, open goal, Tai Chi, open pool swim, open goal, open water swim, open goal, add workout, button.
And so you can even add some more additional workouts
add
if
workout,
you wanted.
Button, workout.
But now when you do the pool swim, it will actually put your watch in water lock mode. And when you're done, you simply eject the crown and get the water out. You can also enable this from the control center.
Open water swim. Poop, Tai Chi. Workout.
Okay.
Tai Chi. Open goal. Core training.
I see.
Dance. Dance. Open goal. Workout. Workout. Dance. Yoga.
So I can't really easily get to the top of the screen, but that's okay.
Open. Height activity type. Change goal. Activate.
So by swiping down, I can do things. I can change the goal setting if I want.
Height activity.
I just like the open goal because I'm not tied to anything. So I'm going to double tap
indoor walk.
That.
Open goal.
I can also set Siri start indoor walk. So now it's going to measure me. And I've got three pages on here. Pages 1 and 2 are the ones that we are most concerned with. Page 2.
Page 2 of 3. Adjust page 2 of 3. 12 seconds. 14 seconds. 0. Active cow. 0. Total cow. 109 BPM, 0 feet, page 2 of 3. Adjust.
So that's the information it's going to give me. If I was to go to page 1,
page one of three.
I kind of have to tap and
lock,
hold a little bit, but I can lock the workout.
Indoor walk, heading.
It's telling me the workout.
Button, new, dimmed, end, button, pause, button, page 1 of 3.
So I can adjust. End the workout or pause the workout. So now I'm going to get started. And we will see in a little bit how well I did. All right, so I think now that I am done, so we're going to, actually, it helps I hit the right button, stop this thing, and let's see what we've got here. So right now it's gonna have me on page 2.
322, active cal.
So I can see I burned 300 calories.
400, total cal.
And then it's giving me a total cal, which is a little bit interesting.
2 of 3.
It also gives me the time if I go back. And if you lose focus, it'll take you to the wrong screen. And this is a bug that did not used to be prevalent in the watch. Okay, 32 minutes. Very good. So now I can end this thing. And now I'll get a summary. And there you go, you can get a lot more information than maybe you even wanted. So that's what it's like to do a workout on the watch, and it'll give you information relative to that workout. So for instance, if I was doing an outdoor cycle, like I said earlier, I could get elevation and stuff like that. And then I can review that data in the health app on my phone if I want to, so I could actually say to my doctor, hey, look, I've been working out. You know, this is what this thing says. So, and there you go. And there's a lot of other information that the watch will store in your health app. So I talked about blood oxygen and pulse rate. So I'm going to show you both of those real quick here on the watch.
Home.
So.
Voice memos. Sleep. Reminder. Photos, button, phone, button, overcast, outlook, button.
And yes, you can play files on the watch. The trick is you have to have some kind of Bluetooth headphones plugged
now
to
play.
Them that will pair with
noise.
Them.
NHL, news, music, MLB, mindfulness, messenger. Button.
Mindfulness is a meditation app. I have not used that one.
Messages.
Button. And it's strictly for the watch.
Emoji, button, maps, button, mail, button, keynote, button, just press record. I heard. Button.
And just press record does work on the watch as well.
Home. Heart rate. Health mate. Button.
So we got heart rate, health mate.
Google Maps. Fox Sports. Button. Follow. Button. Find people. Button. Find items. Button. Find devices. Button. ESPN. ECG. Do ECG.
All right, let's show you the ECG first.
ECG. ECG. Heading.
Oops.
ECG. Hold your finger on the crown.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold my finger on the crown and try to stay very still so it can actually measure it. And I'm going to let you hear the sounds it's making while I'm doing this.
ECG, heading, sinus rhythm, 88 BPM average, button. This ECG does not show signs of atrial fibrillation. Apple Watch cannot check for signs of a heart attack. If you believe you are having a medical emergency, call emergency services.
So I'm just flicking through the thing here.
Not feeling well? Add symptoms, add, done, button.
So you can use ECG this as a gauge if you think something is wrong or you're just curious. And by the way, so how do you call 911 on the watch? That is a good question because you can. And you can do that through the emergency SOS features. And you may have seen it on your phone, but there is a version for the watch too where you can just hold in the side button and get the siren, and it can get like your GPS information. I think now if you have the fall detection on and it detects a fall, it will send an automated message to 911 when you call. So, and another reason why you might, depending on your situation, if you're concerned, you might have medical emergencies. That might be another advantage with the full cellular model, because again, it's not tied to your phone, so you can be anywhere. But otherwise, if you're in range of your phone, then it still works.
Home.
Okay.
Cycle contacts button. Compass. Cycle tracking button.
This was one that Apple made a big deal of a couple years ago for women who want to track their compass. Cycles.
CNN. Camera remote button. Calendar. Calculator. Blood oxygen button.
And I'll show you what it's like to check your blood oxygen. You do need a Siri 6 or above.
Two. Heading.
So again, I'm going to put my finger flat on the crown, and it doesn't matter which finger. I think I need to hit the start button on this one. Let's see.
Blood O subscript. Start button. Start. Blood O subscript results. Heading. Blood oxygen. 93%. Button. Done. You've done.
All right.
Blood O subscript 2.
And the watch does have a lot of settings for wheelchair workouts and stuff like that. Now, because this is going to be better audio, I'm going to show you the settings from the watch app on the phone. If I can, okay. Open watch. So you can do a lot of this on the
Speech
watch
on.
Itself, but I do find that some of this is easier on the phone.
Tab bar, selected, my watch, tab, one of three,
so
volume,
I
one, describe
what,
images,
I will
vertical navigation, speaking rate,
down.
55%,
there we go.
50%, selected, my watch, tab,
so
one of three.
So here I can see my watch,
all
cupboards,
this
Apple will
actually
watch. Tell me the
heading.
Measurement.
Search, my faces, heading, edit faces, button.
I can edit faces from here.
Activity digital, seconds, royal blue, three complications. Sunrise / sunset, workout, activity, 19.03.
So the complications, when it's talking about complications, those are the things that I have showing on my face. And it's telling me the watch face I have, and the complications it's saying are the workout, the activity, and the sunrise sunset. So those are what complications are.
Notifications, button, app view, button, dock, button, general, button, display and brightness, button. Accessibility button, Siri button.
So you'll recognize a lot of these things from the phone settings.
Sounds and haptics, passcode button, emergency SOS, privacy button, activity, app store button.
So let's see, is there
activity button?
I want to show you
app audiobooks, blood oxygen.
So button. Again, now you can see the apps that are on your watch.
Calendar,
right here
blood
on the phone.
App, act,
so let's take a look
app,
at
note,
a couple
act,
things
edit
here.
Faces, but activity digital.
Second, if I wanted
note,
to adjust
activity
my
digital,
watch face,
color, red, orange, light,
I can
light,
change
light
the
green,
color.
Light blue, need purple, light, pink, plum, stop, warm, cream, gray, blue, bright green,
I really don't
complications,
care to.
Heading, top left, sun, top right, workout, button, bottom, activity, but other, heading, show seconds, on, set as current watch face, remove watch face, tab bar, set, other, bottom, top right. Workout,
so if I want to adjust one of
bottom,
these,
activity, button.
So this face only has room for three complications. There are some that have as many as five.
Off. Selected color.
Okay.
Royal red. Bottom. Off. Top right. Workout. Bottom. Off. Button.
Okay, but I want
selected,
it to be back
off.
On.
Activity. Heading. Activity. Alarms. Head. Alarm. Astronomy. Heading. Moon phase. Audible. Audiobooks.
So this is something that, you know, I can put whatever here I want to have easy access to.
Alarms.
And
activity.
I'd like to see my activity, so I
color,
want that back in there.
Royal blue.
Head. And I'm going to double tap that. So that's how you adjust a watch face.
At Herbert's Apple Watch.
If I wanted to see other watch faces, Herbert's I Apple could go
search.
To
my edit faces.
Edit faces, edit faces, and I can see all my faces. The faces.
What? Done. But activity digital.
So it's saying that I have one face. I told you I'm boring. I've had this particular watch face since 2015 or 2016. I want to say March of 2016, and I have not changed it one bit since then, because I just haven't.
Reorder activity digital.
If you have multiple faces, you can reorder them.
Reorder act done. My faces. One. Heading. Done. Activity done. Button.
So there's the edit all my faces.
Sir, my edit act notification app view. Button.
And if you want to add more
face
faces,
gallery tab,
you've got a nice little face
selected.
Gallery at the bottom
new
here
pride
as
threads.
One of the tabs.
Unity lights, world time, portraits, world time.
So if I look at one of these
world
faces,
time.
Let's just double
description.
Tap on world time.
Heading. Inspired by classic designs, this face lets you track the time in all 24 time zones at once. The locations along the outer dial represent the different time zones, while the inner dial shows the current time in each location. Tapping the globe centers it to the time zone you're in, which is also noted by the arrow at 6 o'clock. The sun and moon icons represent sunrise and sunset where you are, and the light and dark zones on the globe reflect night and day moving across the Earth. Available with both analog and digital time. Color. Red. Orange. Light orange. Yellow. Light
could
yellow.
Could be useful if you have people in multiple time
style.
Zones.
Head selected. Analog. Digital. Complications. Heading.
So I can select digital. Analog or digital if I want.
Selected. Top left. UV. Top right. Temperature. Button. Top left. UV index. Button. Top bottom left. Timer. Button. Bottom right. Activity. Button. Tap bar. My watch.
So this one has the advantage of having four.
World time. Add. Button.
Things. And if I wanted to add it, I can hit the add button and now it would become part, one of my watch faces. So that's how you
face
deal
gallery,
with the watch faces.
Face select my watch. Tab. What vertical. Tab. So discover. Discover. Tab.
And then there's a discover tab.
Get what's new in Watch OS. View and tips. Welcome to Apple Watch. Apple Watch user guide. Get more custom health. Explore watch apps. View tab bar.
So a couple of the things I do need to talk about real quick. Updating the watch. Sometimes it works automatically. Otherwise, you can do it from the watch app on the phone. You do need to have your watch plugged in, and it has to have a battery level of at least 50%. And you do have to type in the passcode on the watch. I think you can use the watch without a passcode, but yeah. And then when you charge it, it goes into what is called nightstand mode. And that is more of a visual thing. But you can access watch features with it even on the charger if you click the crown button. All right, I'm going to now switch things over to our host, Diane.
Yes, we do have Diane Harms.
Hi. Yeah, I like the Apple Watch. Mine, I can use without my phone being nearby. And that was good because last night I went somewhere and forgot my phone. So I had my watch. So if I needed to use it, I could. And my notifications came up that I had a notification on. And it came up even though I wasn't home. And so that's really cool. And then you can also dictate text on your phone, not. And this is, you know, just like you would on your watch, like you would on your phone, but it's hard to find the dictation button in the messages. But it can be done. I can't really tell anybody where it is. Just have to kind of search around for it. I think it's in one of the corners, but, and then to stop dictation, I think it's in another corner, but, not 100% sure of that.
Yes.
Yeah, so like phone.
Go ahead.
I like the watch. I do like the watch. I mean, it's really neat. I have a Series 7, so I'm really glad I got it.
All right. So, yes, with the dictation, at least on my watch with the Series 6, you just have to swipe once to the right and then double tap, and that'll stop the dictation. One of the limitations with the watch is, you know, the processor could be better on it, but Apple did not intend it to really be a full replacement for the phone or anything like that.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah, and I know on a, when you want to answer a call, I have to, I think, swipe to the right to answer it.
Okay, because you should be able to use the two-finger double tap.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Maybe I swipe to the right to end it. I don't know. One of the
yep,
two.
Yep, nope. You can use a two-finger double tap to stop and hang up a call. It should work. Also, if you answer a call on your watch, on your phone screen, when you unlock it, there is a little option at the top that says call in progress. And if you double tap that, that will transfer it to your phone. So that's another little neat thing there. So
great idea. Yeah, I didn't know that either. Great.
Yep. It's kind of a little bit hard to find. So you have to be willing, but it's kind of like at the very top of the phone. So look for that next time you have a call on your watch. There is no way to transfer from the phone to the watch, but you can transfer from the watch to the phone. And you do have your a phone keypad there and like a lot of your options that you see on the phone.
Right.
But
I have not tried to use the keyboard to text on the watch. That is, it's really small, so I haven't tried that yet. But,
okay.
All right, I'll let you move on to the next person.
All right. Well, thank you, Diane. And Diane, who do we have next?
Okay, the next person is Kayla.
So I just wanted to let you guys know on October 22nd, we are, with the ACB Crafters, we are making Apple Watch bands. So you can design your own watch band. And it's so awesome. I have like five of them, so I can switch out my bands. And they're different colors. So if that's something you're interested in doing, you can send an email to acbcrafters@gmail.com and I can get you the info so you can participate and make your own watch bands. And we'll be making them for both the smaller and the larger size, depending on what size watch you have. So I just wanted to plug my own call. And I've been using the Apple Watch for probably about 5 years, and I love it. I use it mostly for telling the time. And I like that if you get a message on your phone, I mean on your watch, a text message, you can swipe up and down and you can double tap on do a reaction directly there. So you can like heart or thumbs up and all that fun stuff too. So thank you.
One of the things you used to be able to do on the watch, they kind of buried it now, is you could send love taps. That was an interesting thing. But yes, you can react to messages on watches and stuff. I got to be honest with you, though, Kayla, though, I don't know if I'm interested in making watch bands, but if you ever do a crafty call on how to make an Apple Watch, then
I'll work on that, Herbie.
All right.
Okay, and Herbie, we have no more raised hands.
All right. Well, that is good. So, does anybody else have any questions? Oh, I think we do have a raised hand now. So, by the way, folks, just real quick, don't be afraid to ask any questions on anything I did not cover. There's a lot to the watch. So I tried to give you a general overview of what it can do, not an in-depth deep dive. So definitely, by all means, ask about anything I did not cover, if you're curious about can it do this or whatever. So, all right.
Okay, it's Diane once again.
Yeah, I have a Velcro band. I really like that. There's different bands you can get. And I tried one like my sister's where you have to kind of buckle it in, and I didn't like that. So I tried it before I got my watch. And then the Velcro is really easy. It's really easy for me just to do that.
All right.
So there are different ones you can get. And yeah, really cool.
Very good. Okay. I prefer the buckle band myself, but definitely. One thing I will mention, if you get the Apple silicone loop band, that one you do have to get sized. So just real mention. And by the way, folks, if you want to go Apple Watch pricing and see all the colors and whatnot, you do have an Apple Store app on your phone, and you can just type and watch. And I'm glad that I mentioned the Apple Store app, because we're going to talk about some shopping apps on your phone next month that you have built in. We're going to talk about the App Store, iTunes Store, and Apple Store apps. So that is what I've got on tap for you next month. If you ask me for anything more exciting, by the way, just keep this in mind that we are coming up on an iOS 16 release in September. So, because there's a couple other things I thought about showing you, but I want to wait to see what the iOS 16 versions are like. And if you are wondering, are we going to go over iOS 16 in September? Yes. All right. Who's next? Thank you, Diane. And who's next, You're Diane?
Welcome. Okay, next we have Wesley Brown.
Wesley, all right.
Hi, guys. And my interesting call, I appreciate it. Yeah. I first started out with a Series 3 watch, and now I moved up to Series 7. Now I'm rocking a Product Red Series 7. I got several bands for it. You know, and also, I got a couple of Milanese Loop bands, which I haven't even opened the package yet. You know, they came in while I was on the trip. So I need to check those out. I tried one at the Apple Store. I really like it. I found some cheaper ones on the Big Lady, that is Amazon, that is. And I notice when I need my watch, it's when I'm like doing like bug, when I'm doing transportation, public transportation situations. And I usually don't need so much at home, or if I'm just walking around the neighborhood, you know, like my phone does it. But it's pretty handy if I'm out there, you know, because I have like the PDX Bus Transit app on the watch, and easy to look up, you know, favorite bus stops and things like that without having to fidget to kind of haul out your phone to do it. So it makes things really handy, not to mention just basically telling the time. And I have used my Series 3 for workouts before, and it seems to work pretty good when I'm still going to the gym before COVID. But, you know, I appreciate like the text messages, like I've been at the airport where text came in informing me about flight delays on my flight. And that's really handy to know, you know, because something might happen and you would never know it. So it's kind of nice to have that right there, you know, at your fingertips. And some are used to that, also checking the weather, to things like that. But mostly what I like to do is making payments. You know, I like to use the Apple Wallet.
Yep.
To pay my bus fare for the hop card. And I was at Disney World the other day at the Epcot Center. And that's kind of fitting right in with the futuristic theme. I had my Disney ticket card on my watch. And I just hold my watch, these little round sensor to get into like the, you know, the lightning lanes and to like, you know, activate the kiosk. That's the way the system keep track of you. If you try to,
yep,
you know, if you design a car, then ride the Chevrolet test track, and you actually make the commercial. And it just, hold my watch, these things make it really handy. I'm not trying to haul out my plastic cord or anything. And
definitely, it's definitely the way of the future. I've not done much in the way of, like, say, Apple Pay with the watch, but that is definitely cool that you can do that. All right.
I've been using my phone because my phone keeps track of past purchases stuff, and the watch doesn't.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Wesley.
Okay, so Eldon, go ahead.
Hey, hi, Herbie. What an interesting topic. I'm new to all this electronic and technology stuff. And I'm getting up there in a few years, so a lot of this is hard to catch on to. You mentioned all the ways to get a hold of you by email and all that stuff.
Yep.
Is there any way you can get a hold of you by phone and ask a few things on telephone?
You would need to get me your phone number, which is where email would be the... So do you have any way of doing email, first of all?
I'm good at receiving it, but I ain't worth a hoot of sending stuff yet. I'm just getting into this.
All right. Does Bits have your contact information?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, because what I need is to establish a way to get your phone number privately, because for obvious reasons, I don't think you want to give it out publicly.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. I tell you what I will do. I'll need to get it working again. I will get a public access voicemail number set up for next month's call that I will give out. And then that way you can leave your phone number on it, and I'll get back to you off the call if you do not have access to email. So I'll arrange for that to be done next month if that works for you?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. That'd be fantastic.
All right.
Thanks again. All right. You're most welcome. We'll look forward to that. I look forward to that.
All right.
Okay, Marie, you can go ahead.
I was going to ask him if he had anything new and exciting to tell us about the Series 8. And so he said he's going to address that later, so I lowered my own hand.
Yeah, I'll address all that when, right now, all I have is rumors. There's a lot of wish list things that people would like to see for the Series 8, but I'm going to address that when we actually get official stuff, so.
Right. Nice presentation, Herbie.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and we have 4 minutes, and Angela, you may go ahead.
I have a new Apple Watch right out of the box. I have not even set it up yet. Is there any way someone maybe could help me? And I think that's the question that the other gentleman was having.
If you have access to Aira or Be My Eyes, that might be your best bet. Because if you run into any problems, you know, you can at least show the camera to, like, like watch screen.
I have sight. I just need someone to walk me through setting it up.
So the setup is pretty straightforward, actually. It's the tricky part is going to be pairing the phone to the watch. And if you have sight, that might make that process a lot easier for you because you can just see where to line the phone camera up with the watch. And then otherwise, it's going to ask you some general questions such as, now I'm trying to remember what all it asks. It'll definitely ask you to set up a passcode. And a lot of it's you agree to the terms and conditions and this and that.
Yeah, I don't want to set up a passcode. I don't have one with my phone, and I'm not going to have one with the watch.
I'm guessing you can, let's see, can you turn the passcode off on the watch? That's a 1958. Let's take a look.
X Health and Fitness. Fake my X Health and Fitness. Because get app. Well, what's new and just getting started. Just discover. Heading. Health and Fitness. Get more from tab bar. Fake my health and fitness. Explore watch apps.
Like
tab bar. Select face. Get my watch. Tab. Okay. Display general. Passcode. But turn passcode on. Dimmed. Button.
Okay,
turn passcode off. Button.
Yep. So you can turn. I think you can turn. You don't have to have a passcode from just looking at it from here. And then it may ask you some general questions for the health app, and you just kind of like answer those. If I get a new Apple Watch this year for Christmas, that would definitely be another call on setting it up. But if you run into problems, do you have access to email, Angela?
Yes, I do.
So if you email me herbie.allen@gmail.com, that's herbie.allen@gmail.com, if you run into any problems, or we can try to set up a FaceTime or phone session where I can walk you through everything, but we've got to run.
Okay, we got less than a minute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to thank everyone for coming in this night tonight. And Herbie, as always, you did an excellent job explaining the Apple Watch. And by the way, I like the magnetic band myself. Anyway, we'll say goodnight to everyone and look for you next time.